How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much on this Tuesday evening for RVNLive.com. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm. And, of course, the alarm needs to be sounded. You know, a few weeks ago we had on this guest, and he certainly brought down, the roof. Great response, and of course, very informative, very knowledgeable, first-hand knowledge in government and in medicine, and he knows quite a bit of where he speaks, as opposed to all of us out here who are not really experts on it. And of course, the New World Order is forming as we speak, with headlines such as on RBNLive.com. You might want to go on the site now. You know, you see the home page and the headlines. Expert, don't rely on Tamiflu for bird flu. Super soldiers may get brain chip. Yeah. And on and on and on it goes. You might want to also tune in right now and get online and go on his website, our guest, NutriMedical.com. Our guest is Dr. William Deagle. Hello, Dr. Deagle.
Good evening, and I hope everybody is listening and taking notes, and also that they'll check it out. As I always tell people, they need to listen to the two witnesses, the witness of their spirit, if they're a believer, and also their intellect, and they should never check their common sense and their intellect at the door when they're trying to seek the truth.
Yes, absolutely. Now, for those who don't know you, tell us again. We have new listeners all the time. They might not understand what this is all about, what we're going to talk about tonight, the so-called bird flu. But tell us a little bit, just briefly, about you and what you're doing on the net now.
Well, I closed up my practice last year to work on this full-time because I believe we're in a time of crisis. Mm-hmm. I believe we're actually in the period preceding the end times. And I don't say that lightly. I don't say that like some off-the-wall, so-called Christian believer. I'm a messianic believer, and this is very considered after many years of now being in practice as a civilian doctor working with both highly classified facilities in the U.S. as well as the military, and seeing firsthand things that, believe me, you don't want to know. These are really bad things. Also, having spoke in various organizations around the world, like Human Life International in Zurich in 97, I have access to information and documents that corroborates that this is not imaginary. The New World Order really is real. Mm-hmm. The world is really being run by a group of satanic elite, and it's not imaginary. This is not just a B movie. It is reality. And they've infiltrated our government and our military.
That reality seems to be, unescapable, as you point out today, to all who will believe. Now, there are some people, it doesn't matter what you tell them, what you show them, and what proof there is, they will still turn their eyes to closed position and just put their head up to the wind and walk away. And most of that, as you know, is because they don't want to know the truth. It is painful. It isn't very pleasant. It's frightening for some. For others, it's not frightening. For the believers, for the Christians, for those who understand, you know, this is a time of rejoicing. For the world, it is not a very pleasant time. So I'll tell you what, Dr. Deagle, we're going to launch this broadcast right after I come back from these breaks. Stay right there. And you, our listeners, welcome aboard. I'm Rick Adams, Dr. William Deagle, our guest.
Go. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back tonight with a very important program, very vital, very, how can I say it, almost totally frightening program. But you better tell your friends to listen in because... When he called me just the other day, Dr. Deagle told me that, Rick, I have something that can't wait. I've been doing a lot of extra research on the bird flu syndrome and virus flu, whatever you want to call it, the avian. And I've been finding some very interesting anomalies, some very interesting things. And quite frankly, what I see is a very likely pandemic situation happening in various parts of the world, and maybe right here in America, and it fits into the strategy of the New World Order. So I said, okay, come on in tonight. This was the first opening we had. And here he is, Dr. Deagle. Now, before we get to our phones, those of you on the line, patiently wait, please. Let's establish a little groundwork, and I promise you'll be taken in that order. But, Bill, tell us what you have stumbled on with regard to this so-called avian flu.
Well, the latest things were quite significant revelations when I was doing research, not only reviewing the literature on National Library of Medicine and the online virology genetics of the 1918 flu, as well as talking to Dr. Nyman over hundreds of hours over the last year, who's the head of recombinomics in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He's the top virologist in the world for doing gene sequencing and putting forward a theory called recombination. Now, to explain how this works, recombination, there's eight genes in the flu. And of those eight genes, there's a whole bunch of DNA molecules, which code for proteins, and those proteins are like a string of pearls. And if you change one or two of those little amino acids in the protein, it changes the way it works. If you change, mm-hmm. therefore, just one letter of the DNA, you can change that protein
right.
and its structure so that it behaves completely differently. To get to the most important revelation, when I talked to Dr. Nyman, Dr. Fauci has said in the news, and there's a lot of confusion among the patriots, mm-hmm. and I'm a patriot, is that they either think it's either scare tactics so that they'll scare people into mm-hmm. the idea of giving up their rights, which is exactly what the New World Order is doing.
I mean, yes.
They're
yes.
opportunists, and whether they've weaponized this and created the original strains is beside the point, because no matter what disaster, whether it's a natural hurricane or one they steer, they will always take the opportunity to use it to further the New World Order. And they have 8 or 9 parallel plans waiting for the next catastrophe. And, of course, that's why the president, April 1, talks about the fact that he's going to quarantine people and force them to take vaccines with mm-hmm. the use of the military, and that's what he met with NORTHCOM. But the fact is, here's the really serious issue here. Now, you can get the avian flu either because they've weaponized it and they can now make viruses from scratch. The 1918 flu, they actually went to Alaska and exhumed a body in the late 90s with Rothschild money and the Center for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, and they rebuilt from scratch, believe it or not, I can actually do this now, they built the DNA sequence and rebuilt the 1918 pandemic virus.
Mm.
Now, the latest paper that Dr. Nyman reviewed with me is a paper from Nature. They've come out and said they think it's an avian flu. And it's because they are hiding the data. This is the World Health Organization is purposely hiding the data that there's no evidence whatsoever that this is an avian flu. In fact, he told me yesterday over a 45-minute conversation that, in fact, this flu could be very easily made from a 1930s strain of pig flu from Iowa.
Hmm.
It's in a data bank.
Uh-huh.
And the WSN-33, which is in London, England, the first influenza ever put in a data bank. And if you just recombine those, in other words, you kind of shuffle the DNA. You transfer little chunks here and there. In other mm-hmm. words, that's called recombination. You transfer a little piece of the gene rather than the whole gene. When you mm-hmm. transfer the whole gene, it's called reassortment, like cards. So you shuffle 8 cards in the deck, that's reassortment.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you transfer recombine, you just break it along little points called cleavage lines, and a little piece of the gene gets transferred. Now, here's the crux of this. Dr. Fauci has said there's 5 different genes, and they have to randomly mutate. And there's no evidence of that. And that you'd have to have 5 events. Therefore, we've got lots of time if this is going to mutate into a pandemic strain. Now, in terms of birds, it already is a pandemic. And it isn't selective. You get songbirds, migrating birds, seabirds like shearwater gulls, which travel all the way along the entire Atlantic Ocean, all the way
right.
from the Arctic Circle
mm-hmm.
to Africa to South America, and they actually roost in New England. Well, the problem is all of these eventually are going to embed in all the bird populations on Earth, because this is the most aggressive influenza virus that's ever affected birds in history. So the H5 is extremely lethal to a large population of birds. Right? Well, unfortunately, it doesn't get this gene randomly. It gets it by recombination. And it's like the lottery. If you buy 2 lottery tickets, your chances of winning the $300 million are not very good. But if you buy $1 billion worth of tickets, you got a pretty good shot. Well, the virus has went out, in a sense, and bought $1 billion worth of lottery tickets. And here's how it works. In mm-hmm. Asia, there's an H9 influenza.
Yes.
That H9 influenza is affecting birds right now, and it's not lethal. And virtually all the birds in Israel, Yemen, and Syria are all infected.
Huh.
Now, in the gene, this is the one that's important. There's a gene called the H gene. And that H gene, in one position, called position 227, there is an N, if you want to call it, instead of an S. There's just one letter. That N allows it to attach to human cells so it can infect humans. But it's not a bad flu. It's a really mild flu, right? But it has what's called the receptor binding domain, that little gene segment that says, I can really grab onto human cells well, but I don't make you very sick. Right?
Uh-huh.
You get a cold for a couple of days and you're fine.
Yep, yep.
The problem is the Center for Disease Control, and this is in the words of Dr. Nyman and other experts, has purposely hidden the data on their hard drives, knowing that the reassortment has not explained the changes in the last 3 years and has done nothing on purpose. And that they know that the virus, because they can see the sequences, they know that the virus is changing by grades in little pieces. So even if they, quote, weaponized this and made a certain version of it in a lab, it's out of Pandora's box and it's completely wild and on its way. And there's 12 versions of this. 6 versions are extremely lethal, between 20 and 100% lethal. And that's the most lethal virus in history. And the other 6 are kind of mild. They're an average flu. They're like 2 to 5% lethal. The average influenza, maybe less, a percent and a half. Mm-hmm. But the other ones are extremely lethal. And most of them don't transfer easily, although we've had a few incidences where there's been local clusters in China where it killed several hundred people near the Qinghai Game Reserve. But it doesn't just kill humans. It kills all mammals. And it adapts very quickly to be able to attach to other mammals like cats and dogs and goats. So all of these animals can also be vectors carrying the virus. We don't just have birds now. We've got basically anybody's pets.
Mm-hmm.
This can spread through livestock, and it can spread through poultry populations and cattle. I mean, it's really, really deadly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it acquires this one gene position, the 227 position, and converts from an S to an N, in the words of Dr. Nyman, all it has to do is infect, say, hundreds of thousands or a million birds in the Middle East, where the H9 is different than the H9 in Asia or Europe or anywhere else. It's a different virus in terms of its genetics, and it has that human receptor binding domain, and all it has to do is have a co-infection in a bird and just swap that little section, that one letter. That is very, very likely. Very, very likely. It's not just, it's like if someone gave you the lottery ticket and said, look, now there's only one digit left of this lottery ticket, and you've got 9 numbers you can choose. Okay? All you have to do is choose 1 and 9 numbers. They're going to give you the rest of the numbers in the lottery ticket, and you only have one number that you need to choose to win the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody else has that, but you've got everything except that one digit. You got a pretty good chance of winning the lottery. That's what's happened. It's not, like they say, it's not a random event. And what's interesting is the genetic sequence of this is like a little steamer trunk on the genes. You can actually tell, Dr. Nyman can, just with a pad and paper, and knowing the actual sequences, okay, you can actually see where the virus was and where it's going. In fact, if you just have the data, what he said, with a pad in 2 hours, he can tell you what the genetics will be of the pandemic strain in a particular part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the World Health Organization won't put the data in the database because they won't don't want to warn us, so we get prepared. So we've got two groups. We've got the people who are just saying it's a scare tactic, it's nothing. And there are a bunch of patriots that say, it's a scare tactic, they want to put us in internment camps and all this stuff. It's all foolishness. There's 60 people dead, it's nothing. It's not going to be like that. How many people are dead in a restaurant in the Gaza Strip or in Israel before a bomb goes off? Nobody's dead. But 50 milliseconds after the bomb goes off, when there's body parts flying, there's a lot of people dead. And that's exactly how this is going to spread. It'll spread. This is a scenario. Someone in Yemen will come down with a bird flu, and they'll be flying to Riyadh, their relative, and they'll carry it. And they'll be meeting with some big businessman, and he'll get on a jet, and he's heading to Chicago. And he's not sick. He's coughing a little bit, but he's not sick. And you can't screen. They already found this out with SARS. It was useless. They had thermal scanners.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't pick up anybody in the world, and they spent hundreds of millions of dollars everywhere. So he arrives in Chicago. While he's on the plane, he's coughing a bit. And everybody on the plane is now infected, 230 passengers. And they decide to get on their flights and head to their cities. 3 days later, he's getting real sick. He spikes a high temperature. He's with his relatives. He starts vomiting. He collapses on the floor. They take him to the hospital. 6 hours later, he's on a respirator. In the morning, he's dead. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, it goes from one person to 120. And a week later, it's 5,000. That's how it's going to explode. It's going to explode like a bomb. It's not going to give you a lot of warning. And we don't know when it'll happen. It could happen in 2 weeks or 6 weeks. My guess is And this is what Dr. Diamond said. When it arrives in the Middle East, it's going to change.
Wow,
very,
okay.
Very rapidly.
Stay where you are, Dr. Deagle. I'm Rick Adams. We'll return. Join us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams on. Ouch.
Yes, yes, yes. Rick Adams is on this rather somber, rather, shall we say, absolutely astounding broadcast tonight with our guest, Dr. William Deagle. And, Bill, as you were just painting this scenario, is this, as far as you're concerned, is this carved in stone, or is this open to change? Is this something that may not happen?
Let's put it this way. Let's call the H5N1 a card counter, and this is the Las Vegas of gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And this card counter has conferences where people pay him $100,000 a day just to learn how to count cards. Well, this virus has now counted its cards, and it's very, very good. We have a situation where it can change in multiple ways. We now have a situation where it can get that receptor binding domain in the H9 in the Middle East, and there's millions of opportunities for it to happen because virtually all the birds now, they're reporting in Yemen, mm-hmm. they're reporting in Syria,
yes.
they're reporting all the way through the Middle East now that there are H5 birds now dying. Okay, it's a totally new phenomenon. The H5 has never been there before, so these birds have no protection. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Number two. It can come down through, and there's a area in Novosibirsk in Russia, in Siberia, that's coming down, and that same strain is now in Finland and Denmark, and the H7 also has the same receptor binding domain. It also, the same receptor binding domain is in pigs in France, which has the highest pig concentration in the world. And it's a very, very good receptor binding domain that attaches to human cells and it can infect humans or pigs. Spontaneously, this can happen as well. So when you add all of it together, it's like reaching critical mass. It's like if people walked in with a couple pounds of uranium and walked into a room, eventually after about maybe the 10,000th guy dropping two pounds of uranium in a room, people say, gee, is it getting hot in here? And it would be because it's going to reach critical mass. So I talked to Dr. Nyman about a month ago. I said, look, this appears to be speeding up. And he said, yes, the whole, it's like a gene engine. The process is going faster and faster because now there's 12 versions of this virus, not one. Six of them are lethal, and they're completely genetically distinct. The one that they're actually making the vaccine for is so distinct, it's not even similar at all to the one in Jakarta or the one in Qinghai province in China, which are the two other most lethal versions.
I told you the other day about someone who was selling supplies of Tamiflu on eBay.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous?
And went for over $300 for one small amount of Tamiflu.
Well, if you had a drug rep on, they'll tell you, and I've been a physician for many years, 28 and a half years, Tamiflu, in its drug sheet, says it will shorten the physical symptoms of flu by one day if you start it by day two.
Right.
Most people won't even know they have the flu to the third or fourth day that they've actually infected and shedding virus. As a result, in the animal studies for the National Institute of Health published 2 months ago in mice, it was absolutely useless if it started after you got infected.
Now, what about as a precautionary?
If you took it beforehand, you had to take 10 times the dosage per weight, and you had to take it continuously, and you cut the mortality of a more lethal flu that they tested on the mice from 50% mortality to 20%. But you had to take 10 times. Now, that means an entire course, which is, used to be $70 if you could get it from Canada, but it's not. It's like $300 per day. So it's going to cost you $9,000 a month, and this pandemic could come in waves over years. So in other words, you might have a minor wave hit, and we're thinking like 1918, they got a minor wave, and then it went away. And then we had two more waves, and it killed. The estimates, the low estimate is 25 million. A more realistic estimate worldwide, because there were higher mortality rates in third world countries that had poorer care and poorer nutrition, is 100 million. That's just in that one pandemic. It comes roughly every 25 years, and we're 2 years late from the one in 68. So we have now a situation where we're actually quite a bit late for that, actually. So we're dealing with a situation now where it's not if this is going to be pandemic, it is going to be. Now, when I hear the patriots who don't know and they want to be emotional over it and say, yes, they're going to use this, you have to understand, and I'm going to give you some data tonight that's going to show you that they made this in a lab. They made it in a lab. Now, I'll tell you how I know that is a fact. Because I don't want people to just say that's just his opinion, and there's all kinds of doctors on the other side. The paper Nature published an article, and Dr. Nyman is very upset about it, saying that the 1918 flu is an avian flu. And when he went back and actually matched letter for letter the DNA sequence, it is a combination of these two flus, the WSN-33 human flu in the databank, GenBank, in London, England, and the United States. It is identical to that crossed with an Iowa strain pig. Now, the 1918 flu started in a military, right beside a military base, where a pig farm was, right beside where they're doing experiments in the teens. And what happened is one guy died on this in this fort in Kansas, and they shipped his buddies to Europe, and then all of a sudden it exploded. And in fact, it killed more Americans died from the 1918 pandemic flu, which is a pig-human flu. It's not avian. It had a few little chunks, if you actually look at the DNA sequence, because we have it now, that was recombined or passed over from birds. But there's no evidence at all that it's a bird flu. It did not originate in birds, okay? Now, what's really fascinating is there's sequences that are in this 1918 pig flu that's in this avian flu that's in birds. Okay?
They
haven't been around for 86 years, so where did it come from?
And I'll explain that when we come back. Okay, we'll get into that, and we'll take our calls in between. Stay tuned. Uncensored Radio. Free America continues. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We're back on Uncensored Radio Free America. Our guest, Dr. William Deagle. By the way, his site is NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. And you can go on now and look at some of the articles that he has posted on his website. And you were just saying a moment ago, before we go to the phones and take some calls, Doctor, what were you the point you were trying to establish here?
Yeah, the point is basically that there, if you could find, let's say, gene sequences that are in this current flu, the H5N1, and all of the versions of it, and are also in the 1918 flu that they've resurrected,
right,
then that seems very suspicious. And not only that, it's not, and listen to this, this 1918 one is a pig-human flu. And the one that we currently have is most definitely an avian flu acquiring more human genetics by these little chunks. So what we have is a situation where the things that make it lethal, here, and we have to explain that these are very similar diseases, only the current flu is more lethal by a very large margin than the 1918. In elderly and people with weaker immune systems in terms of not getting a strong cytokine response, it was about 2.5% lethal. In the young, it was 5 to 20%. The current avian flu, the 6 versions are out there now, if they maintain their lethality, they're 20 to 100% fatal. Mm-hmm. So it's an order of 10 or more, 10 to 100 10 to 20 times more lethal. And so, but if you look at the gene sequences, it has two things that are really remarkable. The first one is it attaches and grows in human brain cells, which is very unusual. Okay, so it's the same in the 1918 flu, which is a pig-human flu, and this current avian flu, and it's because it has the same gene sequence. Okay, it hasn't been around for 86 years.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that's really remarkable is it's missing a sequence in what's called the NS1 gene that allows it to not produce a response called called interleukin 4. Interleukin 4 is like the bell in the fire alarm system.
Uh-huh.
It tells your immune system to kind of react early so it stops the virus so it doesn't overwhelm the body.
Right.
What happens is the body gets overwhelmed and then it releases this massive amount of cytokines, interleukin 2, tumor necrosis factor alpha, interleukin 1 beta, all of these inflammatory molecules that literally make your response kill you, which is why the younger and with the people with a more vigorous response, they die quicker. And it's virtually identical. So people would get on the subway, be relatively well, let's say New York, and 45 minutes later, keel over, dead as a doornail, literally standing up and fall down dead. Okay? That's mm-hmm. how fast this hits. Okay? So they have to understand it's virtually the same disease, only more lethal, and it shares the same gene sequences as a flu 86 years ago.
That is very interesting. So
now, if you were a better, would you bet same gene sequences and the same letter positions in the DNA would reappear 86 years later?
Oh, why not?
Yeah, why not? Okay,
anything is possible.
And not only that, it's from a different species. This and they purposely covered this up. In the words of Dr. Nyman, this is not an avian flu in 1918. You can actually line the letters up of the DNA, and you can show this is a pig-human flu. But it has these gene sequences in common only with the 1918 flu. Now, how the heck did that happen?
Huh.
Here's how I'll tell you it happened, okay? Number one, back in around the end of 2003, all of a sudden, the avian flu, which we've been watching for 25 years, suddenly made a very nasty turn. There's a thing called stasis. The virus was growing in all these birds, and the birds weren't dying. I mean, birds get it. They get a cold. They get a running bird nose, whatever, duck bill, and they don't die. It's called stasis. The virus is just there in the population.
Mm-hmm.
When it changed, it started killing birds by the hundreds of thousands daily. And then people that worked around birds and got a really heavy dosage, we call inoculum of virus, humans died. Or if they ate the duck meat or whatever that was not properly or completely cooked, because the virus will be killed by just cooking. If you properly cook it, it'll kill it. What happened is there were small clusters where people didn't have direct contact, but they took care of people like in a hospital or were relatives.
Sure.
And then they started showing. That's called a phase 5 small clusters, call it pre-pandemic change. All we have to do is get that little receptor binding site, which is one letter of the DNA in one position on H,
mm-hmm.
and we're done. One letter of the DNA, one change, anywhere in the world, and there's 12 different, it's like 12 different versions circulating, 6 of them are lethal. I mean, we're talking about lethality that will literally be death equal to all of the wars in history.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the pandemics in history.
Sounds
put
very
together.
Familiar, doesn't it? From biblical revelations about the horsemen of the Bible.
Now, I have to complete this little scenario. So now you know
mm-hmm.
that the gene sequences, and this is, you know, when I saw this and looked at the data, I said, oh my God, it's the same gene sequences in an avian flu. It's not even the same species in some sections as the 1918 flu, and it kills the same way. Okay, so we know that this is not by chance. Now we turn out that the people who funded the project to resurrect the 1918 flu were the Rothschilds.
Sure.
Through the World Health Organization. So I am
very philanthropic.
Yeah, very. And I and if you know the World Health Organization, the United Nations, and the UN, they have policies that are public documents
mm-hmm.
that say they want to reduce world population.
They actually say that. Yeah, that's
yes.
true.
And they're very bold about it, and it's part of their religion. And you have to understand they are Satanists, and they just have a different worldview. Their worldview is they want to reduce the population to 500 million.
Mm-hmm.
There's a technotronic age in the world of Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Yes.
Which is a book from the 70s, and their plan is to use pandemics, to use vaccines, which will sterilize the population, to create recombinant organisms like the Lyme disease was created Plum Island off of Long Island, New York. It was a recombinant of a spirochete DNA from spirochetes from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
This is known. This is a fact. The AIDS virus, I was personally recruited to go to Uganda to work for the CIA and take a year off medical school back in the 70s to work on a virology project, and I said no. And
who were you recruited by?
I was recruited by the senior student who is actually goes from Uganda, and he was actually at our university.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, would you like to go to Uganda for a year? You get to finish and get your master's degree. You just take a year off, do your master's in virology, and you'll have lots of fun. And he said, you'll have fun over there, and, you know, we're going to work for the CIA. And I said, no way. I'm not taking a year off medical school and going over there. And, of course, I later find out that what they were doing, and he told me all the details. This is back like 30-some years ago. They were actually taking it was a cancer project. And it was going on with universities here in America. And they were going to make special cancer vaccines and playing around with bioweapons. They said the Russians were making these cancer-inducing bioweapons. So they had to make their own version. So the Russians were in the Ugandan jungle. And so the Americans had to be there, okay? And they were playing around in a non-class 3 or 4 installation, basically with monkeys. And these monkeys were infected with these recombinant retroviruses, and they purposely made specific vaccines and inoculations to inject and reduce the population. That's a fact. I got the documents from HLI when I spoke in 97 to Human Life International directly from Basel, Switzerland, from the World Health Organization. And they had clandestine labs set up to make pandemic flu that I saw the actual documents in 97. So when people say, oh, no, they're not doing this, I said, well, look at the evidence now. We have the published evidence of the actual gene sequences of the 1918 flu, and they come out and lie and say it's an avian flu, and it's not. It's a pig-human flu, and it has the same gene sequences in the lethal areas as this current avian flu, and it's covering millions of square miles. How could it get over millions of square miles? All of a sudden, it shows the same gene changes. The reason is it was sprayed. There were even reports out of Japan. They were trying to explain it, thinking, well, maybe somebody's going along and injecting a lethal virus into the chickens. That's why so many chickens are getting infected. No. These were probably, just like they talk about the contrails, these are real, too.
Aerial spraying is what you're saying.
Aerial spraying of the virus. The virus is extremely hardy. It can last, and this is in virology lab studies done in Hong Kong and elsewhere, at top-notch labs. The virus will last in poultry manure for 3 to 6 months. Out in the open.
Uh-huh.
Okay? This is not a fragile virus. This is not a little wimpy virus. This is a serious virus. And so people need to start getting ready. They need to realize, and I can tell you this right now, the outgoing director of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, didn't call for a national ID to secure America. He called for a world ID. Their plan is to use the threat of pandemic and pandemics anywhere. It doesn't even have to hit America. It just hit Indonesia or Europe. And they're going to close off travel. They're going to stick a chip in everybody to track you for public health reasons. And they want to have quarantine. And right now, as I speak, they have quarantine stations at every major international airport in the United States. They're going to set them up in Canada and Britain and elsewhere. They're being quieter.
The only place, may I interrupt you, Doc?
Sure.
They don't have any of this.
And no, they're actually
would be at the borders, interestingly enough.
Well, they don't want to do that.
No.
No, they got 7,000 cases this year of wet leprosy. They've got tuberculosis that's resistant to
$250,000. And doesn't that tell the American people something right there about how evil this government is?
This government is so evil, it's unimaginable.
I mean, you know, we're talking about, you know, the Scooter Libby, and we're talking about the Bush and Cheney, and we're talking about the, you know, who leaked the story about Valerie Plame and so forth. This is infinitely far more serious, far more damaging and dangerous than anything we've even heard thus far.
Well, as we say, let's get the beef, okay? The beef is, we have a lot of dead biologists. If you just go and put dead biologists and Google it on the Internet, and you'll say, why are there so many dead biologists? Are they just sloppy and then they die with their experiment? No. They're dying of piano wires around their neck, jumping out of windows. 22 caliber bullets, double tap to the head or the chest. These people are not dying of biological accidents. They're dying because they're put down or they're put in the trunk of a car and
they're before they blow the whistle. Yeah.
Before they blow the whistle, they're blown up. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because they're doctors and scientists that know that they're planning not just the avian flu. I mean, I was told that they've got multiple plagues. The WHO, the World Health Organization, people are supposedly watching the hen house and monitoring all this, purposely have known for 3 years, and this is the words of Dr. Nyman, have known that this virus was changing its genetics and even had the gene sequences sitting on the hard drives, and said, no, no, it's just reassorting. It's just shuffling the deck. It's not going to change little pieces. And when they know that if it changed from H5, it wouldn't even be H5 anymore, it wouldn't be lethal. But if it acquired the human receptor binding site, it was going to kill hundreds of millions minimum. And they know this, and they purposely know it. And then they're going to give mixed signals so people will just kind of, I don't need to get 2 weeks of food and water. I don't need to get natural nutraceuticals that will help my system. I don't need to get a nanoparticle mask or like we have on our site, a first-line defense kit to try to give you natural things. And I believe very strongly, as a biochemist, as an integrative doctor, as a physician and surgeon, that don't rely on Tamiflu. Tamiflu is a farce. It's ridiculous.
Right.
It is.
It doesn't even attack the problem.
It didn't help the tigers in Thailand. They had almost 500 tigers. They gave it to them after they got exposed. And even when they didn't have symptoms, it didn't save one tiger. Okay? Then people say, well, I can take it with amantadine because they work in different ways. Well, that's crazy. Firstly, amantadine, which is the other drug that's available, after about 5 to 10 days, you start getting insomnia, start having your skin crawl, you start getting paranoid delusions and hallucinations. That's not a good thing to have if you're walking around with a gun and a flak jacket. So what we have is a situation where neither our troops are protected, and this is something people need to realize. This makes it much more unstable in the Middle East, because if this starts in the Middle East, we now have most of our reserve troops in the Middle East sitting there, perfect targets for this avian flu to kill a lot of them. And our military is doing nothing to give them any even regular protection. They have to buy their own body armor. They have to buy their own slings for their even their guns. It's crazy. I mean, we've got a war going on here with supposedly the best equipped army. And we have equipment that I know because I worked taking care of the people like the tank division in Colorado. We've got stuff in mothballs in the States, and we won't even ship it overseas to them. It's crazy. I've never heard anything so insane in my life.
It
is a so-called war.
You've given us a good thumbnail sketch. Let's take some calls now, okay? We've got people waiting to speak with you. 800-313-9443. We're speaking again with Dr. William Deagle. And Jeff in Massachusetts, you're first off.
Yes. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi, Jeff. You're always sharp with the questions.
Oh, yes. And I don't disappoint, and I'm going to throw out 2 points, which is...
Okay.
The rule of thumb with any virus is the incubation period. And that's the main thing that one has to look at. How long is the incubation period of the most lethal flu? And then you have to look at the incremental effects of this with the chaos theory. And if you ever seen the movie Jurassic Park, it has a thumbnail illustration of what the chaos theory is, which is you pour water on the hand, and the water can go several different ways.
Exactly.
Now that's the way I look at this virus, and then I have to look at the fact that how is the media responding to it, because in propaganda and psyops, propaganda is always this. If you see the news story saying the economy is going great, it's always the opposite of what it said, what's said publicly. And that is the essence of propaganda, and I think we are getting a bunch of propaganda, and we are being treated like mushrooms, being kept in the dark and being fed you know what.
Exactly, yeah. You're right on, and as always, the situation basically is this. We see Greenspan leaving. The work written in the Journal of the American Medical Association by Dr. Osterholm and the lead article in the Council on Foreign Relations, that sounds familiar, July-August by Dr. Osterholm was, there will be a financial collapse. There will also be a shortage of fuel. There will be nobody going to school. There will be a global collapse of the economy. This has all been engineered and planned. And, of course, it's part of the control grid. And one of the things is I have some inside information. I worked in 1994-95 for SEACOM as a doctor for the Falcon Air Force Base. And it's called Schriever Air Force Base in Falcon, Colorado. NORAD, U.S. Base Command, Strategic Defense Command, and a number of other extremely classified companies. And I was the doctor for the World Identification Supercomputer Array underground and was actually been through it. And I was shown the National ID 7 years ago. I was given the Homeland Security Act 2 years before 9/11. and I worked on Operation Top Off in Dark Winter. And I can tell you, incrementally, this is all planned out like a well-oiled machine.
It's according to program, if I may use that term.
Absolutely. And people, here's the thing, though. We can take it down if just a certain percentage of the people who are even embedded in the matrix of this decide no. Even if they've done bad things, they can, as the Bible says, they can repent and say, no, that's as far as, I'm not going to do that. Because, you see, we owe an allegiance not to a president and not to a Congress. We owe it to the Constitution, which is based on the Bible, because our rights are given to us by our Creator. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem, is we have a situation now where we have neocons that want to literally make our president an emperor, or whoever follows this fool that's in there now that calls mm-hmm. himself president.
Right.
And that's a very dangerous situation, because you have a rogue nation, America, with more power than you can imagine. We literally have technologies that are hundreds, or not thousands, of years ahead of everyone else. And now they're planning to do some things that are very, very awful.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Got to move along. We'll be back with another Jeff and Ron and you as we come back on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AUREC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
Hey, that's right. I'm Rick Adams, and our guest, Dr. William Deagle. And we're going to go right back to the phones. 800-313-9443 is the number to talk with us. And Jeff in Texas, you're next.
evening, Rick. Good evening, Dr. Deagle. I caught some of your program the last time you were on, and I was so interested in it that I'm actually recording tonight's program. I did want to ask you two things. One, I've been learning a lot about essential oils lately and how effective they are in fighting bacteria and such. Are there any essential oils that could possibly fight these viruses that are coming down the pike? And second, if you could just run down as many of those 8 to 9 parallel programs that you know about that you mentioned earlier.
Firstly, the parallel programs. You're talking about the...
The ones that the globalists have basically in their hip pocket to kick off once they decide to crash the economy, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, well, the first thing is they have multiple different viruses, not just avian flu, to cause pandemics. The other thing they're doing is they're also doing things to decrease our immunity. And I'll give you an example of a few of those. Contrails are real. And the content of those contrails includes barium and other salts to turn the air into a plasma. And a plasma is like the inside of a fluorescent light tube, but it allows the HARP and the satellite technology to transmit standing scalar waves, which are Tesla waves, through the atmosphere to control the weather, to also transmit and change the tectonic geotectonics to trigger off geotectonic events like earthquakes, and also to actually affect specific frequency patterns that affect human behavior. In fact, they can knock down entire populations or areas, and we have local weapon systems are already deployed in Iraq right now that actually can make people extremely agitated, transfer signals that can make them basically incapable of even functioning over a wide area. And those are actually deployed that are on Bradley machines right now, and they actually broadcast a specific harmonic frequency that will affect brain activity. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. The other thing is they're putting infective organisms in these that will depress your immune system that have been specifically genetically engineered. Mycoplasma is one of the chief ones, and mycobacteria and other organisms, and they're watching. That's when people see contrails and say, that's weird, what's going on? And if you look at these storms, the changes in the weather patterns, it's not just global warming, which is happening, and there's natural cycles, but on top of it, you just have to look at the weird behavior pattern of these storms. These climatic changes are stressing the body's immune systems, and that's to try to weaken people. Plus, we have things like pollution. Most of the, when as soon as Bush went into power, for example, he raised the level for mercury by something like 10 times. So all of a sudden, mercury was 10 times less toxic. So they're doing this because they want to pollute the population. They want the environmental agenda has been hijacked by the globalists to create a dialectic of crisis and then say the solution is to reduce the world population and to rewild large areas of the world, including down around New Orleans. They want to turn it into a quota game reserve. Of course, it should be a Superfund site.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of some of them, if you want to get highlights.
Sure.
But basically, that's what they're doing. And their plan is to get it, ultimately to get a chip in you. That's why this summer in June, I did a talk with an all-day conference that is available on my website under my ministry, which is Clay and Iron Ministries, with Pastor Butch Paugh. We had Joan Vian talking about the United Nations Global Straitjacket. We had Colonel Craig Roberts talking about 9/11 in Oklahoma City. We had Dave Van Kleist talking about 9/11 in plain sight. We had Joyce talking about Beyond Treason and the experiments on U.S. military and American civilians with biological weapons for 70 years. And I talked about the mark as a medical procedure and gave classified information in my talk, which is available.
All right.
You can upload some of that stuff right
on
our site.
We'll talk about it when we come back. Thank you, Jeff. Ron, you'll be next. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, Dr. William Deagle, our guest.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.